I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. For Haitians, there is one dish above all others that represents liberation, soup jumu. It's the official dish of Haiti's Independence Day, which is celebrated on January 1st. The soup, however, is enjoyed all month long. Soup jumu is so important to Haitian cuisine that in 2021 it was added to UNESCO's list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity, Haiti's first inclusion on the list. It also made headlines a few years ago when a well-known food outlet published a version of the dish that many Haitians felt was, well, inauthentic, even insulting. Here to tell us more about what soup jumu is and is not is Sybil St. Aude Tate, a Haitian-American chef who's based in Philadelphia. Hi, Sybil.
Hi.
Let's start with a little history. What does Haitian Independence Day celebrate? What's the backstory?
Right. So Haiti was enslaved by the French, and legend has it that in August of 1791, the enslaved Africans on the island, along with some of the Maroon Africans hiding in the mountains, decided to come together to kind of concoct a plan to overthrow the French. So what resulted after over 10 years of fighting and battles was Haiti defeating the French on November 18th, 1804. And so as a result, we celebrate our Independence Day on January 1st. It's always been an important date, an important aspect of Haitian history and culture that was emphasized to me as a child growing up to Haitian immigrants. But of course, you know, as I got older and I met more people throughout the diaspora, it's symbolism for the entire Black diaspora as the one moment in history when the slaves successfully overthrew their masters.
And why did this soup, soup jumu, come to celebrate freedom for Haitians?
So during enslavement, the French decided that slaves were not allowed to consume soup because it was deemed too civilized. The slaves were able to make the soup, they were able to prepare the soup, but they weren't allowed to participate in the consumption of the soup. So as a result of our independence, our leader, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, the first emperor of Haiti, him and his wife kind of made a decree that from this day forth, we are going to consume soup, all the soup, for the end of time, as sort of a defiant moment in saying that we were successful in kind of acknowledging freedom for ourselves, acknowledging freedom for our people and our country. And that's been the case. I mean, this is centuries and generations of Haitians, of people of Haitian descent participating in this very rich cultural tradition of consuming this soup on January 1st. And it was one of those things. I mean, I didn't know much growing up about Haitian culture because I was the only one born in the United States. But what I did know, what I did kind of understand even from an early age was that on January 1st, I was eating that soup. And I was eating that soup for a week straight just because we would make so much of it.
Is it just relegated to January, or is it eaten during the rest of the year?
So traditionally or typically, especially in Haiti on the island, soup jumu is enjoyed on Sunday for breakfast. But there's something about that January 1st soup that is just magical beyond recognition. And it's really something to know that you're not only eating this soup by yourself or within the people within your household or your family. Like, there's millions of people around the world that are also participating in this practice. It's very spiritual. It's very magical in that sense.
So what is in this soup jumu? What ingredients does it absolutely need to have to mm-hmm. be considered to correct and traditional?
The original recipe that was created by Marie Claire, Dessalines' wife, did not include meat. It did not include pasta. These are some of the things that we've seen now have kind of turned into staples for the soup. But everyone is different. Every household operates different. And depending on where you're from in Haiti, you might use certain ingredients that other people don't use. But first and foremost, that this squash, a nice pumpkin or very vibrant orange squash, has to be the base of this soup. And it has to be pureed so that it turns into the velvety broth that holds the soup together. Another element that is super important is parsley or cilantro, onion, scallion, scotch bonnet pepper, cloves. These are all ingredients that are very indigenous to Haiti and very prominent throughout Haitian cuisine and throughout the Caribbean, actually. But, you know, you can add anything you want. I see some people put seafood in it. They put chicken in it. They put crab legs in it. You could really add anything you want to the soup, so long as you have the foundation of that squash in the soup.
Is there any kind of spice blend or spice mix that's very important to the soup?
So in Haitian cuisine, we have a green seasoning called épice, and it is a wonderful blend of aromatics of garlic, scallions, onion, lime juice, orange juice, parsley. It really brings together kind of all the flavor bases of Haitian cooking, and you puree it down and use it to marinate your meats, use it as a flavor base for rice or even for certain soups and stews. That's the one thing that I would say is really important in being able to kind of capture the essence of the island in the soup is the marrying of all those aromatics, of all those varying flavor parts. That was not in the original recipe. Épice is something that over time has developed and become a staple throughout Haitian gastronomy. But for present day, I mean, if you're going to make the soup, that's one of the things that'll really take it over the top and give you that authentic flavor.
Do you serve anything with it? Are there traditional carbs that go with it on the side, like a bread or a flatbread of some kind?
Yeah, I mean, if you're putting pasta in it, you're getting all the carbs you need. But typically, a lot of folks do like to eat their soup with bread. Haitian bread is called grand egg. That literally translates to big guy. and it is a hard dough bread that is very popular to eat for breakfast with coffee. Then on the island, if they're going to serve the soup, more than likely they're serving it with bread. But again, you know, you get all the carbs in the world if you're putting in two different types of pasta in your soup.
A couple of years ago, back in 2020, Bon Appetit published a recipe from Chef Marcus Samuelson, who isn't Haitian, for what they called soup jumeau. It upset a lot of people. Can you tell me why and what happened after the outcry?
Of course. So being that this is one of the most important culinary traditions within Haitian gastronomy, it's really important that the soup gets the respect it deserves and that if it's going to be put on a mainstream platform or if it's going to be kind of put out there for widespread consumption for folks that are outside of our culture, it's really best practice to make it as close to the tradition as possible in hopes of really being able to tell that story of liberation and being able to continue to tell the history, the rich history of Haiti, and to kind of shine light on some of the injustices as a result of gaining our independence in 1804. And so, you know, the recipe came out, and I remember it was such a big to-do in the culinary scene, but especially online with a lot of the Haitian blogs and a lot of the folks on social media were outraged because it wasn't as if there were varying elements to kind of, you know, it might have had pasta or it might have had chicken versus beef. It really kind of shifted up completely from what the original recipe was. And so for us, it was seen as a lack of an opportunity to really be able to connect the dots back to Haiti and to connect the dots back to sharing a narrative of legacy and of prominence to the island that we haven't been able to really receive. Oftentimes in mainstream media, the first narrative you hear of Haiti is that it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and that there's corruption in government and that the earthquake happened and so many people passed and it is truly poor. And all these things are true. And there's a litany of reasons as to why Haiti has been destabilized to this point. But one thing that we take pride in, it's our food and our cultural traditions and our music and our artwork. And being able to tell those stories is super important and needs to come from Haitians and people of Haitian descent that can connect to these stories and really drive the point home of Haiti's importance to the world.
That was chef, farmer, and children's book author Sybil St. Aude Tate discussing soup jumeau, the official dish of Haitian independence. She and her husband own Honeysuckle Provisions, an Afrocentric grocery, cafe, and food-focused community center in West Philadelphia. To see her recipe for soup jumeau, go to our site, kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. It's been a rainy week here in Los Angeles, and I'm watching the leaves of bulbs I planted 2 years ago finally peek through the soil, an auspicious start to the new year. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.